An economist, Kingsley Matthews, says it will not be right to truncate Ghana's program with the IMF. This is because the adverse effect will outweigh any potential benefits of the program. Speaking to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News, Mr. Matthews said the country will lose its business confidence and the cedi will depreciate, allowing inflation to trend upwards if the program is cut short.
In 2013, just after the election, as a country, the government tried to commence a fiscal consolidation to mop up the excesses of the election-related spending. And there was continuous slippages, and there was significant lack of policy credibility. And what did we see? Inflation continued to go up. The cedi depreciated by 18% in 2013. We rolled over into 2014. Inflation continued to go up. The currency depreciated by 32.4%. Now, this is because we lack the policy credibility to convince investors that we had the will to actually make it work. Now, in 2015, we called on the IMF as a country and with the technical support of the IMF and the policy credibility that came with drastic measures that were taken, and everyone is suffering the consequences. But I believe that these are the short-term consequences of an adjustment back to a macroeconomic stability path.
But would you say that the program has led to improvement in the lives of the people or the ordinary Ghanaians?
I would not say it has led to the improvement in the life of the ordinary Ghanaian or the people yet, because there are two angles to looking at what the results of this IMF program is supposed to be. You can look at it from the macro level, and then you can look at it from the micro level. At the macro level, this is where you need to start seeing results, and once the results have been consolidated and fully anchored, then we should see it trickling down to the micro level, and that is where the ordinary Ghanaians will start benefiting. At the macro level, we are now seeing some results trickling in steadily. Now, these gains at the macro level needs to be consolidated. Before then, business confidence can rebound strongly, investment can go up, and then employment levels can go up, and then it starts trickling down to the micro level for the ordinary Ghanaian to start feeling.